If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily lesson of inspirational juice. It is September the 28th, 2022, and today the topic is A Word for the Watchman. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Happy Wednesday. Man, yesterday, I guess your girl had a long day. So that's why your girl is recording a little bit later than usual. You know, it's well after six, but, you know, by the time I did get up and see that, I still felt led to go ahead and do the juice this morning. So here I am. Here I am to do the juice, although it may be a little late. But it might be right on time for whoever listens and watches. So anywho, y'all, yesterday was a blessing. Like, I was just kind of swimming in different ideas for my business as well as just, you know, in general, working on things. Like I've been telling y'all since Monday, you know, putting the planning together and whatnot. But yeah, I was very excited to get some ideas yesterday. So yeah, be on the lookout, man. Be on the lookout for some more things from your girl. Because yeah, you know, I just got to take things to another level and so I'm excited about the ideas that came into my heart and mind yesterday. I started putting some plans together, you know, making some calls, doing some research, all these different things. So yeah, the majority of my day was that. I know midday I should have taken a nap because I knew that I had things to record. So I didn't end up doing all of the things in regards to, there was one interview that I didn't end up doing yesterday. But I did have my other one that I had to do. So it's like I had a virtual meeting with another, you know, show. I joined the financial fitness class, even though I didn't get a chance to stay on that long because I had a guest last night. And I feel led to go ahead and just shout her out. So shout out to Miss Dana Ray on YouTube, man. You know, she's blessed my life. Just listening to her videos has blessed my life because I feel like they have been, like, right on time when I needed to hear whatever she was saying. And I got a chance to talk to her as face-to-face as a virtual conversation can be. But it was well needed, and we were on there for hours, even when we, not during the show, you know, obviously I did the show in a decent time, I think. I need to go back and check and see how long it was, but we were on hours afterwards, like, before we were talking and just, you know, getting to know each other, we did the show, and then afterwards we were just on there for hours. So by the time I went to bed, it was, like, well after midnight, and mind you, again, I didn't get a midday nap, which I probably should have. So I think that's what ultimately led up to me waking up a little late today. And then I had a wacky dream. I had a wacky dream that I guess helped me wake up. So that was interesting. I don't know how much I'll get into that. But yeah, that's what yesterday looked like for me, you know. And then add on being a mom and wife and stuff, you know. That's what my yesterday looked like. But, you know, to God be the glory for the whole thing. Because it was a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, ideas, new friendships, connections, and, you know, sowing some seeds and whatnot. So ultimately, I would say that perhaps the conversation with Miss Dana Ray is part of the inspiration for today, because I know at one point she talked about, you know, people being watchmen in this season. And so after my prayer and meditation this morning, there was another phrase that came into my heart and mind, but then a word for the watchman came to my heart and mind as well. And so started to look up verses centered around that. And here we are, y'all, a word for the watchman. And you may be familiar with this phrase, the Watchmen, or this title, when I actually looked at the definition, it was talking about like a security guard or something. But I was like, let me focus on the biblical definition. So when I looked that up, it says pretty much watchmen in the Bible were guards responsible for protecting towns and military encirclements from surprise enemy attacks and other potential dangers. So that's what those people represented in the Bible. And I would say that there's a lot of watchmen in this season as well. Now, obviously, of course, we got to use our discernment. Don't just be going off of everything people say. You got to, you I say a good way to discern whether or not this person is a true watchman of God, and is what they're saying biblical? Does it line up? Things like that is a good way to, again, you'll know them by their fruit, right? If they're ultimately pointing you towards evil, then they're probably not God's watchmen, things like that. But, this is, I guess, a word for the watchmen. So, I mean, I don't know who's going to listen to the sound of my voice today. I don't know if you're a watchman or in this season. If so, then, I guess I got a word for you today. Because this is what I ended up studying, all right? So let's get into the Bible. I mean, I was going to, at one point, as I was taking down these verses, I was like, should I go backwards? But I think I'm going to still read them in the order that I wrote them. So eventually I got led to Ezekiel 33. Now, I believe, it's, behooves us to read the entire thing, so that is in the go deeper section. But I just kind of wrote down some of the verses that were standing out to me. So Ezekiel 33 and 4 stood out, and it says, "Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." So again, the watchman was somebody that was like, I guess, on the towers and looking out and and everything like that. Now, they were supposed to warn the people, whether they're blowing the trumpets or whatever the case is, to warn the people. If there's enemies on the way and whatnot. And then the people obviously is supposed to prepare themselves and get ready and leave and whatever they need to do to protect themselves, right? So pretty much this verse is saying here that, if you hear the trumpet sounding, right, and you don't make no moves to leave, then your blood is on your head, But let's talk about how important the watchman is, right? Because again, like, especially in this season, right? You might be doubting it, You might feel like, man, why should I do this? And, ooh, this is uncomfortable or whatever the case is. Well, here's a word for the watchman, y'all. Ezekiel 33 and 6, it says, "But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be not warned of the sword," excuse me, "if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But the blood will be, will I, excuse me, his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." So if you're wondering, look, if you wonder why I get up and do the juice, or if you're wondering why there's people sharing their prophecies, sharing their dreams, sharing the things that the Lord is having for them to say and do, especially now in this season, this is why. At the end of the day, I don't want the blood on my hands. The Lord done told me to say something and I don't say it, and same for any other person, I believe, any other true Bible believing person. If they're in this position and they're getting these dreams and they feel on God, that God is telling them to move and say something or whatever the case is, we got to do it. We got to say it. We got to be on our jobs, like be in the position that whatever God has put us in and do what he's telling us to do. Because, not only because, people can, hear, you can hear the good news, people can, prepare, people can, be ready for whatever is coming the our way, but also because, if you just keep this information to yourself and whatnot. I mean, okay, yeah, you probably save yourself, but, how beneficial would that be? Like, you look at others and let them perish. Is the love of Christ in you then? And again, y'all know that I struggled with this. I want to tell y'all that I was talking about this in the beginning, that, at the end of the day, Lord, you gave us all free will, so X, Y, and Z, like, why be out here, make disciples, X, Y, and Z? It's like, but people, again, I guess they don't know unless they hear, right? And so, and then again, in this particular season, there's people turning away from the churches and everything like that. So, God is doing something radical, right? He's doing something different. Like, he's using people in any aspect. Might use them through a talk show and daily inspiration. He might use somebody that gets out on the street. He might use somebody, in whatever way. I guess the willing hearts, right? The willing people that are, willing to use their gifts and talents to spread the word, could be through the blogger that people receive Christ. You just never know. You somebody that wrote a book. Whatever the case is, like whatever the Lord is, putting on our hearts and minds to do in this season, I think it's just super important that we do it. And if you're a watchman and you're out here, you're getting these, prophecies or dreams or visions that he said he was gonna give us, both men and women. He said your sons and daughters will prophesy and whatnot, right? That's biblical. So, yeah, if he's giving you this information, it behooves us to speak and do it. Like, speaking of, let's get into this next verse. Ezekiel 3:17. It says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. There you go. It says you shall. It says, so I'm gonna give you the option to give them a warning. No, it don't say that. It says you shall give them warning from me. So, that's why people are on their jobs in this season. That's why you see people speaking. That's why you see people sharing their prophecies, sharing the dreams, sharing the things that the Lord is putting on their heart and minds. And they're doing it ultimately so we all can be warned, right? So we all can be prepared and we all can, make whatever decisions we need to make in this season. But yeah, I guess the word to the watchman is, hey, get on your job. Do what the Lord has told us to do. Regardless, right? We might look crazy, we might look foolish, but again, so did Noah, so did anybody else that God used. They might look foolish for a moment, but well, y'all know how it went. Y'all know what happened if you read in the Bible. You know what happened. But anywho, Isaiah 58, 52:8, it says, the voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice together. They sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. That's the thing too. It's not always bad news, right? People could be, sharing the good news, like, wow, they see it on the horizon. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you look at what the Bible has to say about, like, the birth pains of the end, right? Like, a lot of people saying, like, hey, man, there's something different going on now. Like, do you really feel close to the end? Like, I feel like Bible prophecies are just everywhere around us, Now, do I think it's the absolute end? Not necessarily. That's personally me and my little random humble opinion. But even who knows, right? The Lord said we don't know the day nor the hour, So yeah, I mean, again, I just think it's just very important. Let's be on our jobs, do what the Lord tells us to do. You just never know, like, how that's gonna change the next person's life. And that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice, that's the word for the watchman. Plenty of verses and whatnot to peruse and let marinate on our hearts, souls, and minds. Plenty for the watchmen, plenty for, I guess, the people listening to the watchmen and everything like that. But the Bible verse of today is Isaiah 6:8. It says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Amen. So God be the glory for today's message. Although it be a little late, compared to where I usually do it. But I'm thankful, man. I'm thankful that the Lord woke me up this morning and led me in my right mind. And, hey, I'm doing my part out here. I'm doing my part. I hope that this encourages you and inspires you to do yours too. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you already know that your girl is now an author, and my very first publication is none other than a creation inspired by the juice. That's right, friends, you can go on amazon.com and find the Juice 30-day Bible Study Journal, and this, friends, I hope and pray will help you create your own Bible study experience similar to the one that your girl here shares with you every day here on God, Sex, and Love.